An announcement was made Thursday morning that Vail Resorts had entered into an agreement with PEG Companies, a Utah-based commercial real estate development and investment group, to sell and develop the parcels that have been used until now as free parking. Robert Schmidt, the vice president of development for PEG, told KPCW the company has done a number of mixed-use developments across the western U.S. and Canada. It had also worked with Powder Corp, the former owner of the resort, to develop preliminary plans of the area years ago. At this point, Schmidt says everything is very preliminary and it'll be months before they're prepared to file a development application.
We're early on in the process here, and so final plans have not been developed. We are contemplating what the uses could be and should be. We want to hear from the community. We'd like to get ideas and thoughts and visit with the community about the property itself, and we will formulate plans as we go through a process of visiting and talking and collaborating with multiple stakeholders in the community.
Even though Vail is selling the property to PEG, Schmidt says it's not hands-off for the resort company.
Obviously, Vail has a stake and an interest being the resort operator, so totally out of it may not be an accurate statement. They're interested. They want to see a vibrant, exciting base development happen there, and so there will be some collaboration, certainly. But PEG will be the owner and the developer of the property.
A press release notes that the property will feature a full-service hotel and spa, residential units, commercial space for dining, retail, and skier services, parking garages, as well as traffic and transit improvements and on-site workforce housing. When asked if free parking would be a thing of the past once the project is built, he says it's too soon to say.
There's a need for parking, and that's part of the conversation that we need to have as we start to plan this property out.
Pretty much guarantees, though, that the days of free parking are over as soon as this gets built.
You know, we'll have to determine that. Again, we're early in this process. We're excited to have the opportunity to do something here, and that will be part of the conversation I'm sure that we will have over the next weeks and months as we go through this process.
Some workforce housing will have to be built on site to meet the city's requirements.
Obviously, housing and workforce housing is an issue in the community. We anticipate that we will have workforce and community housing, and working with the city and meeting the city standards and whatnot. So, the specifics and details around that we will work out, but certainly will be a part of what we're doing.
At this point, Schmidt says they don't have a hotel brand nor any specifics about density and height limitations. A development agreement is in place for this property, which he says will be massaged over the coming months with city officials and the community before the application is filed.
We will be working within the confines of that development agreement with the city and the community. But there's a lot of things that we will be working through to maybe improve, explore different opportunities. Obviously, times have changed over the 20 years that this development agreement's been in place. And so certainly the development agreement exists. It grants, invests certain rights and has responsibilities associated with it as well. And so we'll be working through that with the city as we go through the entitlement process.
That's Robert Schmidt, Vice President of Development for PEG Companies. He said he wasn't at liberty to disclose the purchase price, but he did say it was, quote, a fair price. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.